Yo, yo, what's up, everyone? Welcome back for another episode of the All Things Bengals podcast, semi-emergency pod. Signings a few hours ago. It's midnight right now. We're recording so late at night because Drake, Duke is nocturnal. As soon as grumpy old, crusty old Mike goes to bed, then they get into his bag.
Yeah, it's
now. That's how they operate, man, because all the action's been happening after dark.
Yeah. It's funny. It's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Little Monsters, or I mean, you can think of any situation, even in real life. It's like, oh, your parents go to bed and you know, you're a kid and you want to stay up late. So, you're all sneaky and you're playing the games and stuff like that. That's kind of like Duke Tobin. He decides to, these things to come out at nighttime or something. I don't know how it maybe Duke. I have no idea. It just seems like everything breaks towards nighttime. So I guess this guy is like you said, nocturnal. He's a night owl.
Love it, man. We love it. Old heads hate it. Early hate it. Nocturnal guys inherently love it. Yeah, man. It's an interesting dynamic, and it makes for a fun ass time in free agency. So day three concludes, right? Heading into the evening. The internal clock for a lot of people is starting to tick. Understandably. Actually, I'd refrain. I get why a lot of people would start to, lose patience, right? What's going on? What are the Bengals doing? It was a huge day for DJ Reader. Murky. But, yeah. Obviously, positives today, right? But heading up until 7:30, it was pretty concerning, Yeah. And then broke, man. I was, as we've been for the last few days, a lot of the Bengals personalities on Twitter, been hanging out in the Twitter space. News broke. Sheldon Rankins is a Bengal. 2 years, 26 mil. Bro, what do you think of the deal?
You know, salary cap went up this year. A lot of people's pay went up this year. If this was like last year, it would have, and you can look at the numbers from the past few years, would have been totally different. But I think at this time, you get your three tech, bro. You almost evolve. And this is what I love about this signing. And maybe you could have went after Eric Armstead, right? But that, he's coming off a major injury and he's wanting a lot of money too. But looking at it, bro, full surface, like I'm hyped. Like I think when people were mentioning the two names of Sheldon Rankins and Tierra Tart, for some reason, I'm not a fan of Tierra Tart, bro. I don't know why. Intuitively, I'm not a fan of Tierra Tart, but I did like Sheldon Rankins, and I think he makes a lot of sense for this defense. Killed us last year. Remember that Houston game? I know you probably do. I mean, he killed Joe Burrow. And we lost the game.
Yeah, man, no doubt. Yeah.
He had a hat trick. Three sacks. And, I mean, you got a guy like that. I think one thing that's been important for this defensive line, especially this year, when talking about evolving, is like you need to get after the quarterback. And if you have a guy who puts fear in interior guys on offensive line on the opposing side, like, bro, that's going to take pressure off Trey. It's going to give you more boost inside. I like the signing, bro.
Yeah. I mean, what ended up coming out with, kind of hearing inklings around the building is they are wanting to try to recreate what, was 21.
And that's exactly what it looks like. Geno Stone. I mean, you have all these guys that it looks like they fit their system. And I love it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean, fuck. Every signing has been on the defense outside of
Gesicki. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Nah, we have had two.
Oh, okay. Maul. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We had Gesicki and running back Zach Moss. Yeah, bro. So, obviously, busy day with that. Yeah, man. I think
it's. Were you hyped when you saw the news?
Yeah, bro. I was super stoked. Interesting little thing. I'm not one to, puff my chest out, but it's starting to become a trend, so I do want to refrain because I'm not one to look for it. But me and Zim were kind of talking back and forth, like, what we think the deal would be. And he said 2 years, 20 mil. Credit to him, he was generally pretty close. He kind of gave me a range of what it was because I could have said three. I said, nah, bro, I think it's going to be a bit more than that. I'm feeling 2 years, 26. And I saw definitely had to spin around real quick.
See, this is why more people need to listen to this podcast. You guys, you get first-hand knowledge. B-Sangs, I mean, you're listening to the two guys who have the best intuition in the game, right? I mean, you go out and you say things like this. Who else did you? Joe Mixon to the Texans. I feel like you might have called something else too. And then, you know, I'm out here doing my tweet my thumbs off. So,
fuck, man. Yeah, there were. We got Geno Stone, right?
Yeah,
and did we get? No, I think we may have left tight end. No, I'm not a fan. Yeah, dude. I mean, it's just we're in this shit every day. We're so deep in the weeds on all of the updates. Like, yeah. I know very little about anything. I know, that's the wrong way. I know a lot about. God damn it. I'm so fucking. I'm butchering the saying, and I'm actually tired as fuck right now. Fuck this. Nonetheless, me and Drake are involved with this shit all day, every day. I played football for years. Drake, has been involved, for a long time with this stuff. It's like not just fans, knowers of the game, and also passionate supporters of the team. So it, does combine, obviously, for what I hope you guys believe is quality value. I know I can babble on. I'm definitely worse than Drake with it, so my apologies. I think I cook sometimes. But that was an example. And let's go ahead and turn back to how the Bengals have. So with the Sheldon signing, yeah, bro, look, this dude is not a complete game wrecker, right? This is a low, obviously supported with the money of the guys that were on top of the market. Wilkins, Madubuike, obviously not in the same world as Jones. But this is a quality three tech. All right. I think he is a better pass rusher than BJ Hill. And I think the money is pretty correlative with what they think of these guys paired next to each other. BJ Hill is a better run stopper. Sheldon Rankins is not a good run stopper. All right. We just got to call it what it is. He's not a good run stopper. He's one dimensional. But this dude gets after the fucking quarterback. All right. And that's what's most premium. Well, not to say run stopping isn't, but if you need one or the other, it's obviously to get home with the quarterback. Does that sound pretty familiar to a guy that BJ Hill played with in 21? They both had career years together. It does. Larry O was one dimensional, but with them together, it was really able to form that dominance, right? So yeah, it's what they're looking to recreate. Of course, another piece of the puzzle to that still up in the air, DJ Reader. We'll see. But yeah, man, I think it's a great signing. They had a bidding war, bro. They beat out the Texans. The Texans were about to bring him back, per Mike Garafolo. So yeah, man, glad. I knew they weren't sitting on their hands. That's the biggest thing, bro. A lot of Bengals fans just thought they were fucking sitting around. They're not committed to winning. They're stuck in the confines of how they operate. Blah, 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 blah. Yet fans want to, when they're indulging in the moment, they want to supersede the fact that when you look at almost all fucking metrics, value accumulated through offseason acquisitions, the Bengals are a tier above everybody in the last 4 years.
Preach.
A tier above. Bro, like, you got tier one, you got tier Bengals. Tier two, tier three, tier four, tier five. Like, yet we, a lot of Bengals fans begin to crack and indulge. Like I said, I get it. I get it, bro. We're stressing about the nose tackle position right now. But I knew the Bengals were working. They got other shit going on too, man. So Sheldon Rankins wasn't the only successful thing going on tonight.
Yeah. I think it's the matter of keeping things tight-lipped. That's typically how the Bengals are. And when you find out things like that, it's usually when something is close or something like that. I mean, I had the luxury of finding out the Vaughn stuff, which we'll talk about. But, I mean, I think they've been really active, in my opinion. I think they've been looking at every position that we really have talked about in our mock draft and whatnot. You know, Gesicki, the safety position, I think, that in which we were concerned with last year. I mean, they're addressing everywhere they need to right now before the draft, which is nice to see.
Yeah, no doubt, bro. Might be. Just getting a drink on jug. But yeah, dude. The Shawnee ranking signing, I would say, I haven't looked at the exact structure, but I'm pretty sure that it's 14.5 this year. I'd love to see how the money is laid out. I'm sure it's within the confines of how it's been for years, right? No guaranteed in the second year, likely. Front loaded for guys that are older. But obviously the huge credit to the Bengals is that there are just three, maybe four legit, not game-wrecking, but game-changing interior defensive linemen left on the market. And they grabbed one of them. There's three teams in the league. And like I've been preaching all along, and I say the saying all the time, it's not that we have to learn new things. We have to remember things. And what's so easy for fans to forget, but need to remember, dude, we are not the only fans in the world. We are not the only franchise in the world. There are 31 other franchises that are trying to create the most success for their team heading into the offseason too. All right? So there could have been 31 other teams that got in on the Sheldon Rankins. Yeah. So let's give some genuine credit, you know, for every fan listening to the band on this. I know how frustrating it is. I'm a fan as much as anybody else, but when they miss out on a guy, you know, but like, just how impressive this FO moves when it comes to free agency with where their weaknesses are. And it's like they, you know, the philosophy, you know, the BPA in the draft, right? You don't want to reach, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, it doesn't fly here. I'm not saying just take the best player here. But man, what's shunned is reaching for a guy. But if it's your guy, you should probably get your guy, right? How accurate the Bengals are with getting exactly what the fuck fits them. It feels like almost every time, like 9 times out of 10. Like you, one that really knows ball looks at a signing of the Bengals and they're like, wow, wow, holy fuck, wow. That's impressive. That's a really impressive structure. That's a really good deal. They hopped on a really good time. They beat whatever. It's really impressive. They move. They drive at grandma speed, but it's a Rolls Royce. So they drive the speed limit. People are like fucking, or a Lamborghini maybe. Crank that bitch. Fucking pedal to the metal, baby. Let's fucking throw these fat bags out. Let's get CJ Gardner-Johnson. Let's get Justin Simmons. Me. Let's get anybody else. Let's get all these big name guys. All right, we're good. But we're going to move accordingly. And the Sheldon Rankin signing was like that. And of course, bro, we got the other signing too, you know, as Von Bell.
Yeah, I mean, the Von Bell extension. But to talk here about maybe – what do you think about maybe pairing like a Calais Campbell next to him?
I love it.
Presence?
I love the veteran presence. I love the depth, but he doesn't solve exactly what you need right now, which is just more long-term security than that.
And shout out to Andre Perota, or Parada, however you say it. He came up with the idea of Eric Armstead and Calais Campbell together, but I thought it'd be interesting. Maybe pair him with Sheldon. I don't know. I think the Bengals still have to add there. I know they would probably like to add through the draft. Maybe they're in a situation where they have to kind of reach on a guy like Tavondre Sweat in the draft. Because like we said, they waited this long. And they got to this point now where they weren't prepared for this day, essentially. And we talked about it for a long time. It was like, man, you need to prepare for the future, prepare for the day that DJ Reader isn't here and he signs with someone else. I think it's important. But Sheldon Rankin signing, man, I think it gives you explosion, bro. Like you said, dating back to Larry O, we've not been able to get that three tech, that guy that really can get after the quarterback. And even if he is one dimensional, we made it work. We made it work in that Super Bowl year. So even though Larry was injured throughout that run, still, I mean, that's what helped propel us to get to that point and make that defense better. We can get into Von Bell now. So, because, you know, that's another defensive piece. I was trying to go in order. So, Von, bro, had the luxury of finding out about this a couple days ago. As soon as Von Bell was released, Lou Anarumo was calling him, telling him, hey, you know, because it was kind of similar to last year when Von was a free agent. Lou Anarumo was, I mean, he was calling him. Lou Anarumo was trying so hard to get him to stay here in Cincinnati. Obviously, the APY, the guarantees, it just really didn't match up with what he was getting in the open market. You see him get released. Lou Dini doing his work. It just made so much sense, bro. Obviously, not broken from rap sheet or anything like that, but confirmed by Wright Report and James Rapine. I was on it first. It's just, I mean, this is something that I wanted. I know a lot of people were looking at it like we signed Geno Stone and we're good at safety. You still had Nick Scott in the room, right? That leaves you with two free safeties and one strong safety. Or say, God, I'm having a brain fart. Who's our other safety? Guy got injured.
Tyson Anderson.
Yes, Tyson Anderson. So you got Tyson Anderson too, but you need that veteran presence there. I like Geno Stone. That signing is a home run in my opinion, especially with the upside that you have there. I mean, it's the guy that had more interceptions than Jesse Bates last year, and now you're pairing him with a veteran presence of Von Bell. I will say, like, bringing Von in, I know some people think, oh, he's just depth. Von is going to compete for the starting job. He's going to compete with Dax Hill. And you know that, or not Dax, he's going to compete with Jordan Battle for that position. And I just think Lou will be able to get all these guys involved. But I do feel like that's your safety tandem back there. Geno Stone and Von Bell. And you'll still get valuable snaps out of these other guys. Dax, who we don't know what the hell is going on. You know, he's going to be moved all over the place. And then you also got Jordan Battle. But I think this is great for Jordan. It's expected to be a one-year deal. So you get him, you get Von in here for a year to try and go for a Super Bowl. You get that knowledge and that firsthand with a veteran that has been in the system, that has that voice and has been here through the lowest and the highest. You know, a guy that really revolutionized this team in terms of the juju hit. So, and everybody knows that. But you bring him back, bro. I love it. I think it makes so much sense. Who knows? I mean, Grant, we know Jesse Bates is great. One of the best safeties in the NFL. Geno Stone, when coming in last year, was one of the best safeties in the NFL. So, I'm excited, bro. You have a lot to feel comfortable about in that safety room. You know, you're not squirming because you got first and second year guys and you're relying on a guy that really wasn't that good besides winning a Super Bowl ring, right? But yeah, bro, I'm hyped. I know Lou is hyped. Lou has to be hyped because now he's got a ball hawk. Guy that, had more, like I said, had more interceptions than Jesse last year. And then you pair him with Vaughn, who already knows the system better than anyone.
The biggest problem, which close second, was obviously the run defense.
That too. That's important.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the biggest problem last year for Lou's defense was giving up explosives, right? And that's very unaccustomed to a running Lou defense, which he became accustomed to, you know, for about 2.5 seasons. So, you know, having the drop off last season, you had to shore that up, you know, with the Geno Stone and then put an exclamation point on it with Von Bell. Here's my opinion. I don't know if Vaughn's going to be the starter. That's just my opinion right now. It's obviously far out. Yeah. But if not, clear in active usage every week. Like,
well, based off of what I was told, this is from the same source early on that was telling me, you know, contact with Lou and whatnot, is like they're not fully sold on Jordan yet. I don't think they're fully sold on either of these safeties yet. So I think, and who knows, Jordan could definitely win out that battle. But yeah, I think he's going to definitely have a run for his money.
Okay, good. Hey, I think that's incredible.
I love it, bro. It's competition. Competition brings the best out of everyone. It might be cliche, but it's serious. Like, it brings out the best.
Cliche is cliche for a reason. Yeah, so I think that's incredible. Yeah, dude, you solidify that room. You put an exclamation point on it. You know, we said it a bit ago, you know, as we were heading into 22, that safety room, to me, I mean, look, we had one of the best safety tandems in the league, and it showed, right? You know, dude, fuck, man. It's crazy kind of looking back at it. Like, even just having one of the guys back, it's so cool. Like, I remember at the end of the 22 season, gathering the numbers, I think the turnovers that combined that Jesse and Vaughn forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, just getting involved in turnovers was like, bro, like 14 or something crazy. Like, it may have been 12 actually, but just
Kelsey Conway just posted Von Bell is coming back to Cincinnati per James Rapine.
about as what you'd expect.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, maybe James would even correct her. But nonetheless, man, yeah, fuck that. But, yeah.
Hey, I'm happy. I will say I'm happy for G Will. I've bet. Cause I was thinking about it today. I was like, this makes too much sense, bro. Like, bringing in Mekhi Becton makes too much sense for, I mean, obviously the stats say otherwise, but having that familiarity with Frank Pollock and just to get a new change of scenery, bro, not to say that Mekhi's coming in here and he's the four surefire right tackle one. I think bringing him in and giving him a chance to win the starting job is bigger than anything. I mean, Cody Ford had a stint where, you know, it was rough, and he was a starter at one point. He came in, he gave us valuable reps when we needed it last year, and who knows, maybe a change of scenery could really help out for Mekhi Becton, although I still expect them to go after an offensive lineman early in this draft.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's kind of a quick transition there with Mekhi Becton of, you know, guys, not sure if you've probably already seen this on social. He is not signed. He's coming in for a visit tomorrow. or the nocturnal ways of operation with the Bengals. Now it's like 40 minutes ago. Like right before midnight. Yeah, man. I think it's a great visit. Another move by the Bengals that makes so much sense. That you don't want to just sign this guy. Because the biggest thing with them was, you know, just the encapsulation of New York, right? That's with the culture. It's with the energy. That's with the FO. You want to get the cadence down with what he's became accustomed to, which is a lot, right? Takes a beating on you of operating the Big Apple, especially under such an embarrassing football team, right? Want to see where it's at. So I like the visit. Yeah, Frank Pollock connection. His best football is played under Frank Pollock. Mekhi is 6'7", 365 pounds. He's like the biggest tackle in the league. And Orlando Brown is also the biggest tackle in the league. So, and what does Frank Pollock love? Boss, but big-ass dudes. Massive men. The more Frank loves you, pause again, right?
Glass eater.
Yeah, glass eater, anything like that. Frank loves you. Makes a lot of sense, man. We'll see. Like you said, if Mekhi was signed, I don't think they'd go after another tackle, but in free agency, I mean, clearly, draft, if a guy's there at 18, you take him. So,
what's your thoughts on? I kind of saw maybe some interest in Dalton Risner could happen for that left guard position. What's your thoughts on that? Maybe add more depth there. I think that would be smart.
Yeah, I actually didn't see that. He would not be, well, I guess depth like Cordo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but it would – our line, yeah, Dalton would definitely start, but, man, the depth we would have.
Yeah. I haven't heard much about that. Like, where did you see that?
I think people were just bringing up the idea of it, really.
Gotcha. Me, personally, I don't see it because I think they like Max as an interior guy. I know it's not sexy, but I think he's a legit guy that can give you something. Wait, I think he's on the roster.
Max Sharping.
Sharping. Bro, he's so ugly. I know, it's disrespectful as hell. His head's just so massive, bro. He's got to wear a quadruple XL.
That's crazy.
But, man, I think he's on the roster.
So, I mean, day three, I mean, this was, like, really the first day where, you know, technically, I mean, tampering started already, but technically this one, free agency started, was at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Do you expect the Bengals to add, like, a veteran corner still? I think maybe that could be the same thing, but, Yeah.
Yeah, they will add a veteran corner, absolutely.
Oh my God, bro. What if Kendall Fuller is signed somewhere else and there's only one guy? Vaughn's coming. Listen, B, thanks. Vaughn's coming back. It might be.
Oh, bro, I was just about to talk about it. Like, I'm there. Like, this is real. Like, this is real to me as ever, that because here's why. Joe Goodberry brought up an interesting point. He said, well, the corner now. That's just a tweet, right? It's just a thought. But low-key, I think he's going to be moving closer to the line of scrimmage. I don't know what that role looks like. It could be a Trey Flowers role, but it's got to be a more enhanced role. He's a first-round pick. You got to figure it out. He's too talented to not be on the field. This ain't no John Ross situation, to where John Ross was just so athletic. John Ross was not really a good wide receiver ever. This Dax is a talented football player.
You know, it's crazy. That's not even who I was talking about.
What's up?
That, you know, it's crazy. That's not even who I was talking about.
Eli, you weren't talking about Eli?
Oh, I was talking about Eli. I thought you're talking about Dax right now, right?
Yeah, I'm swinging around.
Oh, okay.
The corner position. Yeah, I know. Sorry. I have a tendency to do this a lot. So bear with me. I'll wrap quickly. If Dax is actually going to move to a corner spot, you don't need to draft a corner. You don't. Fine. Dax is there. Drago, CTB, Mike Hilton. You won't need to bring in a vet. You don't need to sign to Kendall Fuller. Don't need to overcrowd the cornerback room. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to. You just need a dude that would know exactly what the fuck his role is. A back-end guy to provide the veteran presence of been there, done that, succeeded there, succeeded that. And that is Eli. Bro, would I be averse to Christian Fulton? No, I wouldn't. But, like, is he really a vet? I mean, yeah, got a few years. I'm not going to discount that. I mean, he's been around some success. But Eli's perfect, bro. He's perfect. You can sign him for a year or two. Let him retire a Bengal, man. Just let him finish out the back end of his career and give you the veteran presence that you need.
Get him a ring.
Get him a fucking ring, bro. Eli Apple, fucking Super Bowl champion.
Bro, imagine looking back and you had Von Bell come back on a 1 year. You had Eli come back on a 1 year and they both got rings. That would be fucking awesome.
Drew Sample. Yeah.
Drew Sample. Yeah.
rings, all of the guys.
Dickey.
Yeah.
I'm excited for him, man.
Yeah. It's exciting, bro. You know, so we already kind of ran through a lot of the stuff here.
Is there any guys left on the market that you really like still?
Yeah, I would say Trent Brown is a tier above Mekhi for me. Because he's Trent Brown's a really good, maybe not really good, a solid pass blocker, like a legit pass blocker. It's just been some other baggage with Trent Brown. You know, that would raise question marks. And question marks with Mekhi is that it is inexplicable to allow 12 sacks in a season, because I know a dude that was just signed about 5 hours ago, Jonah, which on the real, congrats to Jonah. Milper deal is a lot smaller than I thought, but you know, 2 years, $30 million with the Cardinals. Quick transition, like we had with the running back room. They let go of DJ Humphries, their longtime starting tackle, plugged in Jonah there. Kind of interesting dynamic. But you know, we crucified Jonah for having 12 sacks. Mekhi had 12 sacks last year, so I think a guy like Trent Brown is over Mekhi. I like Trent. Tyrone Smith has a talent. I love it. Still a ton of question marks with injuries. And obviously, DJ Reader, bro. DJ. I'm serious, bro. Like, I'm here. Tackle. Nose tackle. Right tackle, nose tackle. And corner. Depth corner. You will not hear another word from me about free agency. Like,
nice.
I can try to put names on it. Like, my desire now, you know, after three is Eli, Brent Brown. Nah, you know what? No. In a world to where you could actually fit and make this work comfortably, Eli, Mekhi, DJ Reader is my number one, because you get DJ Reader. My second one would be...
Yeah, do a world without DJ Reader.
Yeah, no, I was just about to do it. Tier Tart, Trent Brown, Eli Apple. You probably look to get better elsewhere. Like, maybe Dalton Risner's still available. Maybe, like, you know what? We got money, because obviously you're not getting DJ Reader, right? Like, you're saving like probably $7-8 million. If I had to guess, maybe six from Tier Tart to DJ. So you're saving money. What do you do with it? You're gonna want to spend your money, you know? Or I guess you could just maybe roll it over and secure the extensions with Jamar and Evan. So yeah, that's what my most preferred situation would be. DJ, Eli, Mekhi. Second one, Trent, Tart, Eli.
I hope the Bengals get serious, man, because as of right now, I'm not too confident. Maybe they were – I don't know, man. It's kind of a sticky situation where it's like – Detroit has been interested for so long, and I think DJ and that defense makes so much sense. And what I was told today, I'll tell you this, is that they in Cincinnati's defensive like scheme, they rely on DJ Wright to eat up double teams, to stop the run, you know, every single play, right? Detroit's going to let him rush the quarterback. I mean, obviously, he's still going to have his run-stopping abilities, but they're going to let him actually rush the quarterback more. And we saw it last year of how good he looked in that type of role where you kind of got it. I mean, clearly not sack numbers weren't there, but still, the pressures and everything on top of that, it could be a situation where maybe he likes the defensive scheme better for what he wants to do, you know, and It all depends. I know he wants to stay in Cincinnati. He dropped a little piece on his Instagram today, you know, with on his podcast. And towards the end of it, if you kind of listened, he talked about, you know, being off millions and how, you know, it doesn't seem like it's a lot, but it is.
Yeah, you know? A lot.
Exactly. So, and I think that's something similar to what I told you when they were trying to get this deal done. So it's like, I wish they would just get it done. I'm kind of concerned. You know, I would say at this point, you know, today you kind of go through that process where you had the chance and then you sign Sheldon. I know he's solely, you know, just the pass rusher. It would make so much sense to bring DJ back. But it's all interesting right now. And I don't think it's to say like tomorrow DJ is going to sign a deal with Detroit, because honestly, I don't know how long the medicals and stuff take to check out. Like, can they find that out? Like within the date, is that what happened with Larry O? I'm trying to think back.
Yeah.
Or was it like they agreed on the contract, then he came in for the physical and he failed it?
Yeah, so obviously the new league year is 4 p.m.
Right.
Wednesday. And that's technically, you're not allowed to be in the building until the new league year, because you are a free agent until the new league year begins, which you agreed to terms contractually to sign with that team. You'll go there, you'll fly there, you'll finally meet the people in person, you will then get physical. Yeah, Larry O ended up actually, I think it was Thursday, so 3 days later, after he signed that, you know, 41 over 3 year deal with the Bears, yeah, got pulled back because of the injury concern.
But he found out that day his physical, right? Like when he went to the facility, were they able to check out his medicals that day?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think they did end up finding out that day. So, yeah, I mean, I think, right, I don't know. But, yeah, like, if DJ has his meeting at, like, 11 a.m. tomorrow, 10 a.m., or 8 a.m., I don't know, and he gets done by 2, 1, I mean, maybe you could get the medicals back, and, you know, I'm sure they are back fairly quickly, potentially released to the public by the evening. But,
yeah, I just think, man, Dan Campbell, he seems like he could have a hell of a pitch. You know what I mean? Defensive coach. Just a great coach.
I think, well, I can't say I think. I know that DJ's going to want to give all the chances he feels is necessary to the Bengals.
Yeah.
I just don't know if this was all the chances that we got.
I just wonder how it looks, right? Say Sheldon Rankins, you just signed him. Sign Von Bell. As long as that offer is still on the table, I wonder if DJ rethinks it, you know, based off of what he sees now. You got Geno Stone in the backfield. You have Von Bell back. Now you have a pure pass rusher next to you in Sheldon Rankins. You have Trey Hendrickson coming off the other side. Aiden Hutchinson, respectfully, a really great pass rusher and going to become one of the best in the league. But, and then on the other side of that, you have an up-and-coming Miles Murphy. And then you still have your premier run stopper in Sam Hubbard. I just wonder how DJ feels. I wonder if it's the money, or I wonder if it's the scheme. I wonder, I really, because that when that was brought up today, I kind of raised my eyebrows like, Like, would DJ prefer, you know, a role where he can go after the quarterback more? If that means he still secures his bag, you know, who knows? That's my thought on it.
Yeah. I don't think it's a scheme thing, because I know that we've provided him everything he's wanted here schematically. And, of course, not every single time he's been able to get exactly what he wants, because we're limited down guys, you got to play a bit more, whatever. But I don't know how much more compelling a schematic thing could be for the Lions that the Bengals don't offer. It just sounds like it comes down strictly to the money. But, you know, it's TBD. You know, it's just, it's so up in the air. But I'll tell you this, and I'll try to end it on this note, as I'm gassed. It's a long day for all of us. They are not going to be sitting on their hands. So allow, you know, today as we conclude the long day, assurance that no, Duke Tobin is not sitting on his hands. The FO is not sitting on their hands. They're just waiting to capitalize on the right opportunity that gets presented to themselves. And, you know, that strike two times today. So let's be happy, Bengals fans. Another successful day in the books. They've been active over.
Active, bro. All 3 days.
All 3 days. Active.
Can't complain. You really can't complain.
Not at all. You can't complain at all, man. Yeah. Like, we've even traded someone, for crying out loud.
Bro, right.
This is major. Like,
this is like the evolution. It's like an another phase of an evolution. It's kind of crazy when you think about it.
It is, man. And
before we get off, kind of some common sense. I feel like a lot of people expected this. Coming from a Pittsburgh reporter today, I can't remember his name. Mutual interest between Tyler Boyd and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. It sounds even worse when I would...
Dang, Deontay Johnson traded, you know, so...
Well, it sounds even worse when I'd say that if there's another team that'd make a ton of sense for acquiring a guy like Tyler Boyd is Kansas City.
I like the Jets. I mean, I like the Jets with him.
I hate the Jets, dude.
Aaron Rodgers throw into him. Reliable
operation. They just stash players. They misutilize them.
Dude. Yeah, I do. Yeah, the Jets are, bro, they're just abysmal.
They're just a fucking joke of a franchise right now. But, yeah, turn it back on the positives and we'll head out of here. Excited for Thursday tomorrow. TBD, if any more emergency pods are coming. If so, we'll be on top of them. So, until then, appreciate you all for listening to another episode of the All Things Bengals podcast. Peace out, bro.
Peace.